I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS was defeated in Iraq 18 months ago. However, the Nineveh plane has another problem, the local Shiite militia. Dr. David Curry with Open Doors USA says the Nineveh plane is home to local Christians, but the central government rarely, if ever, stands up for this minority. And the result is a land battle. Now, Iraq's prime minister wants to integrate the militia with Iraq's formal armed forces in an effort to disentangle it from Iranian influence. So pray strength for Iraq's believers for boldness and safety during this uncertainty. And John Podaiti from Bibles for the World is currently involved in planning an evangelism festival in South Africa. Now, Bibles for the World is partnering with the Luis Palau Association and Africa Enterprise to maximize the impact over the course of three major events in Cape Town, South Africa in November. They'll be providing scripture in multiple languages so that festival goers can read the gospel in their own tongue. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.